PWDA News, July 25th. A message from the President. We are looking for women with disability to act as paid consultants for our Building Access project. You can read more about it on our website. Last week was the Raise the Rate campaign week of action. With 200,000 people on Newstart who are sick or have a disability, including many who are unfairly blocked from the disability support pension due to the unacceptably complex application process, we are following this campaign closely and hope its building momentum will finally have results. We've been advocating for a $75 increase to Newstart for some time, including in our federal election platform from earlier this year. If you can, please add your voice to the many telling their stories through ACOS on their website or on social media using the hashtag RaiseTheRate. David Abello, PWDA President. Latest news. You may have seen Eden Carmack's story on the 7:30 report. Eden was severely injured in his group home, then left without medical attention for 10 hours. PWDA individual advocate Luke Gale has been working with the Carmack family to help them try to get justice and get their story heard. You can read our media release on our website calling for the Queensland Government to develop a disability justice plan that will ensure that violence against us isn't swept under the carpet. PWDA does a lot of work with people with disability who have experienced violence, abuse, neglect, and exploitation, and we have recently updated our website with information about how we can support people who are considering applying for redress through the National Redress Scheme. This has grown out of our work supporting people with disability during the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse. We've also had a few questions recently about the Royal Commission into Violence, Abuse, Neglect, and Exploitation of People with Disability, which has not yet begun hearings. So we want to remind everyone about the Royal Commission FAQ on our website. We'll be sure to keep you posted as the Royal Commission gets going later this year. DPO Australia News. DPO Australia is an alliance of four national peak organisations made up of, led and governed by people with disability. This alliance works to advance the human rights and freedoms of all people with disability in Australia. PWDA is a founding member of DPO Australia. We continue to call for two of the recently appointed Royal Commissioners to step down due to unmanageable conflicts of interest. You can also read a Twitter thread with some anonymised messages from people who told us about their concerns on our Twitter. Greens Senator Jordan Steelejohn on Thursday won majority support in the Senate for his non-binding motion calling for the government to replace Barbara Bennett and John Ryan. Have your say. Can you help make information accessible for people with intellectual disability? 3DN are recruiting people with intellectual disability to ask about the accessibility of health-related resources. Everything you need to know is in an easy-read PDF that you can find on their website. Are you a young person with a disability? Are you a family member or caregiver of a child or young person with a disability? Children and Young People with Disability Australia, the national representative organisation for children and young people with disability aged 0 to 25 years, would love to hear from you about your National Disability Insurance Scheme experience. Click here to fill out an online survey. The Centre of Research Excellence in Disability and Health is creating a series of documentaries about disability and employment. They're looking for people with disability to talk about looking for work, finding work, or what it's like for you at work. If you would like to tell a story about your experience, you can read more about how to apply on their website. Information is available in plain English and in easy English. Opportunities. PWDA's Building Access Project helps domestic and family violence services to better meet the needs of women and children with disability. We're looking for women with disability in New South Wales to come with us on one-day trips to these services and tell us what you think about them. Our DPOA partner, NIDA, is looking for a project officer to manage their new community radio engagement project. The aim of the project is to inform refugees and humanitarian entrants that they are eligible to access services under the National Disability Insurance Scheme. NIDA encourages applications from culturally and linguistically diverse people with disability. Applications close 4 p.m. on Monday, 5th of August, 2019. Are you aged 18 to 24, based in Adelaide, and interested in mental health? The Australian Centre for Social Innovation is working on a project about community-led approaches to mental health support. They are looking for young people to become insight gatherers, which involves talking to people in your community and sharing what you learn. This is a paid position that will require a few days of work in July to September. Youth Affairs Council Victoria is looking for a youth disability advocate based in Melbourne to deliver high-quality telephone and face-to-face advocacy for young people with disability between the ages of 12 and 25. Find out more on their website. Scroll down to the bottom for a plain English summary document. Community announcements. The Australian Access Awards are open for nominations until October. If you've noticed a website or app that's easier to access as a person with disability, please consider nominating them to serve as a good example to others. Latest disability news. From The Guardian, with comments from PWDA co-CEO Matthew Bowden, "We are sexual beings. Why disability advocates want the NDIS to cover sexual services." From Pro Bono News, with comments from PWDA Director of Policy and Advocacy Romola Hollywood, "Meet the woman who spent 22 months applying for the disability support pension." And from the Australian Associated Press via Yahoo News, "Disability Royal Commissioner is under fire." Sign up for PWDA Daily Media Roundup and get the latest disability news every weekday in your inbox. That's the end of the newsletter. You can find us online at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also email us at pwd@pwd.org.au.